few points to keep in mind when we are at the marketplace. The first point was to be mindful of our salat. Second point, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi says, it has reached me that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, the one who makes in the dhikr of who makes the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the place of negligence, that is the marketplace, it's like the one who remains steadfast on the battlefield and continues fighting, unlike that person who flees from the battlefield. In the same token, the one who makes dhikr in the place of negligence is like a green branch on a dried out tree. Another hadith states, one who makes dhikr in the place of heedlessness is like an extremely bright lamp in a dark house. The one who makes dhikr in the place of heedlessness is shown his place is Jannat while he is still in this world. Al-Qamah radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the action that is most liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Subhatul Hadith. When I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam what it means, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, when everyone is occupied in talking, this person remains engaged in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever recites these words in the marketplace will receive 1,000,000 rewards, 1,000,000 sins will be forgiven, and a house will be built for him in Jannat. And the dua is, لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو حي لا يموت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير. It is exactly the fourth kalima, this between يحيي ويميت and بيده الخير. The addition is وهو حي لا يموت. Abu Qilaba states, two men met in the marketplace. One said to the other, come, let us seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a place where people are unmindful. They did so. After a while, one of them passed away. The other saw him in a dream. The deceased said to him, I know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave us the day we met at the marketplace. The third point, the rights of the road and the marketplace. Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, abstain from sitting on the roads. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum replied, Ya Rasulullah, there is no way out for us because this is where we sit and have our discussions. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, if you had no alternative but to sit there, then fulfill the rights of the road. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum asked, what are the rights of the road? Ya Rasulullah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered, lowering the gaze, removing harmful objects, replying to a greeting, enjoining good and forbidding evil. The fourth point, countering the effects of music and futile talks. Listening to music is prohibited. However, if it is played in the marketplace and one has no choice, he will not be sinful. The higher level is to abstain from even hearing it, as it has an effect on a person. Hazrat Nafi rahmatullah alayhi narrates that Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu once heard the sound of a flute being played by a shepherd. He placed his fingers in both his ears and turned his conveyance from the path. He then continued to ask, can the sound still be heard? Until I said to him, now no sound can be heard. He now removed his fingers from his ears and came back. He then said, I saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doing the same when he heard the sound of the shepherd's flute. The ulama mentioned that to do this action is not compulsory, but rather it shows the level of taqwa of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The effects of music should be counted with the dhikr and the tilawat of the Quran. A narration from Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu states, music and futile actions create hypocrisy in the heart, just as water gives rise to crops. Dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the tilawat of the Quran gives rise to iman, just as water gives rise to crops. The first point, staying according to necessity. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Shaitan takes his flag in the morning and enters the shopping place with the first person proceeding to it, and returns in the evening with the last person leaving it. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also said, do not be the first one entering the shopping center and the last one leaving it. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also mentioned, the most beloved places to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the masajid, and the most despicable places are the shopping centers. We're reading from the kitab, Shauqe Watan. The meaning of it is desire for the akhirat. The object of the kitab is to make our heart disinclined from this dunya and make us desirous of the akhirat. Kitab ka khulasa, the crux and the object of the kitab. You samjho ke kitab hada ek nuskha hai amraz qalbi ka. When studying and reading this kitab, you should understand that this kitab is one prescription to remedy the illnesses of the heart. Ab uski tarkeeb istemal bayan hoti hai ki is kitab ke par lene ke baad uska fayda hasil karne ka, yani aakhirat ka shauk paida karne ka tareeqa ye hai. The way of using and taking benefit from this kitab is being explained. That is, after having read the kitab, to acquire the object for which the kitab has been written, that is, that the desire of the akhirat be created in the heart. The method of achieving that is this. Ke din ya raat mein koi fursat ka waqt مقرر کر کے کتاب کے سب مضمونوں کو دل میں جمع کر کے خیال ہی کے طور پر صحیح یہ سوچا کرے کہ دنیا رنج و تکلیف کا گھر ہے. That in the day or in the evening a person should fix some spare time and he should ponder over all the subject matters that have been discussed so far. If he cannot do that much, then it is just a passing thought, and he should think to himself that the dunya, this world, is a place of grief and sorrow. وہ کون سا دل ہوگا کہ وطن اصلی یعنی آخرت کی جدائی کی مدت ختم ہوگی اور رحمت کے فرشتے مجھے لینے کو آئیں گے. He should think like this, that when will that day come, that separation from my original home, that is آخرت, when that period will come to an end, and at that time the angels of mercy will come to take my soul. Aur maut se pehle kuch bimari hui hogi to usse mere guna maaf ho jayenge aur paak saaf ho jayenge. Should ponder over this, that before I pass away, sometimes it may happen that I may fall sick, with that my sins will be forgiven and I will be cleansed and reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. پھر دم نکلنے کے وقت فرشتوں سے وہ خوشخبریاں سنوں گا جو کتاب میں لکھی ہے. And when his روح is being taken out, then the malaika will tell him such glad tidings which we have mentioned before. اور یوں عزت اور آبرو کے ساتھ مجھ کو فرشتہ لے جائیں گے. And in such and such manner, with dignity and honor, the malaika of rahma, the angels of rahma will take me. Phir qabr mein aisi baatein dekhunga aur buzurgon ki aur aizza wa aqarib aur doston ki roohon se mulaqat hogi. Then in the grave I will see these bounties and I will have the opportunity to meet up with the arwah, with the ruh of the pious people, family people and friends. Or you jannat mein sair karta phirunga, and I will move in jannat like this. Aur agar koi mera amal baqiyat salihat ki qisam se hoga, ya mere baad kisi musalman bhai ne mere liye dua kar di, to unki barkat se in ni'maton mein aur tarakki hoti rahegi. And after me, if any action of mine is of that nature which is in the nature of thawab, which will accrue thawab-e-jariya, that means accruing reward, I will get because of some action. If I have such action, or after having passed away, some Muslim brother has to make dua for me, to unki barkat se in ni'maton mein aur tarakki hoti rahegi. That as a result and as a blessing of that, my bounties will increase even more. Phir qiyamat mein is tarah aaram wa aasani hogi. Then on the day of qiyamat, this is the type of comfort and easiness I will enjoy. Phir jannat mein aisi zahiri aur batini lazzatein hongi. And thereafter in jannat, I will enjoy these physical and ruhani enjoyments. That means, just as my body will have some enjoyment, my heart and soul will also have enjoyment. غرض فرصت کے وقت میں یہ سب باتیں سوچ کر مزے لیا کرے. In short, in the three times that you have specified, you should ponder over these subject matters and take enjoyment from that. اور اگر عذاب کی خبریں یاد آوے تو خیال کرے کہ اس سے بچنا تو ممکن ہے. And if you have to remember about the punishment of the grave and the punishment of the akhirat, then you should refresh your thoughts and tell yourself that to avoid this is within my means. ایسے کاموں سے بچا رہوں جن پر عذاب ہوتا ہے تو عذاب کیوں ہوگا. If I will abstain from these works on which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish, then how will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punish, why will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punish me? اس شغل اور خیال باندھنے سے آخرت کا شوق بڑھے گا. By pondering in this manner and being occupied in this way, the enthusiasm and the zeal and the desire for akhirat will increase. Aur dunya se dilchaspi kam hoti jayegi, and you'll become disinclined from this dunya. Aur bajaye uske ke dunya se muhabbat thi, dunya se wahshat aur nafrat hone lagegi. And instead of having had the love of dunya, now you will begin to dislike, you will get an aversion and a fright for the dunya. اور جو آخرت سے وحشت تھی بجائے اس کے آخرت سے دلچسپی اور محبت پیدا شروع ہوگی. And whatever fear you had of the hereafter, in its place now you will have an enthusiasm and a love for the hereafter. اور یہ شغل اور تصور علاوہ اس نفع کے خود بھی عبادت ہے. And besides this benefit that you will become disinclined from this dunya and you become desirous of the akhirat, you will all this act, this pondering itself is an ibadat. اور شریعت میں اس کا حکم ہے. And in the shariat we are commanded to do this. اور اس کی فضیلت آئی ہے, the virtue of that has come. اس کا ثبوت ان حدیثوں سے ہے. The proof of that is in the following hadith. حضرت انس رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ نے رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے روایت کی ہے کہ موت کو کثرت سے یاد کیا کرو, کیونکہ وہ گناہوں سے صاف کرتی ہے اور دنیا سے بے رغبت بناتی ہے. انس رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ narrates that رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم has said that you should remember death a lot, frequently, because it cleanses the sins and makes you disinclined from the دنیا. وزید ابن عطا رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ سے روایت ہے کہ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم جب لوگوں کو موت سے غافل دیکھتے تھے, تشریف لاتے اور دروازے کے بازو پکڑ کر تین بار پکار کر فرماتے, اے لوگو, اے اہل اسلام. وزید ابن عطا رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ narrates that رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, whenever he found the people negligent and heedless about death, then he would arrive and he would hold the sides of the doors, and three times he would say the following, O people of Islam, موت تمہارے پاس ضروری اور لازم ہو کر آ پہنچی, موت ماں اپنے متعلقات کے آ پہنچی, موت انبساط اور راحت اور کثرت مبارکہ کے ساتھ آ پہنچی, اہل جنت کے مقبولان رحمت کے لیے جن کی سعی اور رغبت جنت میں تھی. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed them and says that death has come to you. Definitely death has come to you. Death has come with all its necessities. Death has come to you. Death has come to you with its happiness, with its comfort, and with its great blessings. For those people of Jannat who are the chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who always, whose effort was and whose desire was to acquire Jannat. Sharh al-Sudur mein hai, ki arz kya gaya, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, kya shuhada ke saath koi aur bhi mashhoor hoga? Aapne farmaya, haan, jo shakhs maut ko din raat mein 20 baar yaad kya kare. In Sharh al-Sudur, it is narrated that it was asked of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that, O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, will other people also be resurrected with the martyrs on the day of Qiyamah? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yes, that person who remembers death 20 times a day during the day and night. Main kehta hu ki jo shakhs jis tarah maine bayan kiya hai muraqaba kya kare to uska yaad karna maut ko 20 baar se zyada ho jayega. Hazrat Muathani rahmatullah ali says that person, if he ponders like how I have mentioned in the previous page, then he will remember death more than 20 times and he will become worthy of this virtue.